translation. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
In the previous verse, it has been discussed. So what is first class religion? Samari Pongkhaam Parodhara Yato Bhakti Yato. In the lower animal life, lower species of life, there is no question of religion. We have discussed many times that there is a gradual process of evolution from lower animal life to the human life. Asiti chaturam chaiva. Asiti means 80, chaturam means 4. Lakhyam, 84. Lakhs, 8,400,000. Janma for Jaya. This is evolution. From lower animals, from fish, to plants, trees, insects, reptiles, birds, fish, in this way, we come to the human form of life, and this human form of life is made for dharma. Practically also we see that the state laws are made for the human being. State laws are not for the animals. Animals, they do not require to observe the state laws, neither they are able to do it. So that is the difference between animals and humans. So, therefore dharma begins from human life. Dharma is the law given by the Supreme Personality of God. Just like laws are given by the state, similarly, the dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of God. And it is made for the human being, not for the animal. But at the present moment, they are trying to go back to the animal life. Therefore, dharma is neglected, or practically there is no dharma. Yesterday, the Chief Minister Assam came, he was speaking, that it has become a fashion of the modern age that to become irreligious is religious. That is fact. Therefore, in any human civilization, any human society, it doesn't matter whether they are following the Vedic principles or other principles, there is a system of dharma in every human society. That is the beginning of human society. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If there is no dharma, religious principles include or Maya principles also, social principles, social laws, economic laws, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma is the beginning. Then artha, economic development. Then sense gratification. Then moksha, one after another. Thus, dharma is the life of human beings. And there are different types of dharmas. Not that, as some rascals say, that all dharmas are equal. No. According to quality, there are three qualities, three modes of material nature. So, one who is attached to the lowest quality, ignorance, his dharma is different from the person who is in the highest level of goodness. Therefore, there are Brahmana dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma, and Shudra dharma. So, what is Shudra dharma? That is not Brahmana dharma. Because Shudra cannot execute the dharma of the Brahman. And the Brahmana also cannot come down to the status of Shudra. These are Vedic principles. Therefore, in the Vedic society, there are divisions. This class of men are Brahmanas, this class of men Kshatriyas, this class of men are Vaishyas. Everything, their quality and their activities are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Sama dama siddhikha harjava jnanam vijnanam asikam brahma karma sabhavayam shaurya vijyam yuddhi cha palayanam ishara bhavancha. Just like seven qualities for the kshatriyas, nine qualities for the brahmanas, three qualities for the vaishyas, and one quality for the Shudra. But the ultimate goal of life is to attain bhakti yoga. Therefore, in this verse, it is said, Vasudevi Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayer. Janayati asu vairagyam jnanam sajadahitakam. To execute religious principles means gradually elevated to the highest principle of knowledge. The highest principle of knowledge is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it has been described what kind of dharma is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are different kinds of dharma. Dharma prajjita koitava tra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the introduction, Vyasadeva is giving you introduction, dharma prajjita koitava. All kinds of cheating religious system are swept, thrown, kicked out. Kicked out, prajjita. Pratishrupena urjita. Just like we sweep over some road to get out the dust Similarly, Dasti, hazy system of religion, is completely torn. Dharma throws it out of the straw. For our Nirma Saranam Sadam, Vastava Vastum Vedamasana. This is meant for our Nirma Saranam. This Dharma. Parama Nirmasar means Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not envious. They are very merciful. Just like Goswami, Yoganam Hitakari, no. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanika, no. Sadharma Samasthapako, Yoganam Hitakari. This dharma, Vaishnava dharma, Rupanuga dharma, following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, that is meant for Parupakara. All other dharmas, any dharma, they execute dharma for personal benefit. In fact, in Christianity, they pray to God, everyone, not only Christian, Hindus, Muslims, they go to God to pray something for personal gain. O God, give us our daily bread. So, the same prayer is offered by everyone under different shape only. So, in the calculation of Srimadu Bhagavatam, such dharma, system of dharma, which is meant for self-gratification, personal interest, that is called koitavatam, cheating. Dharma Tolchita Koita Vatra. In this connection, Siddha Swami has commented, Atra Mokhavancha Upi Niyatam. Those who are aspiring after liberation, that is also rejected. Why? There are so many great saintly persons, jnanis, lot of us, they are trying to get liberation, and it is cheating. Yes? It is cheating. Vyasadeva says, Koitava, cheating, and a great commentator like Sridhar Swami, he also gives his confirmation that up to Mokhavansha, there is cheating. Why? Cheating, that is explained by Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakali Asam. Krishna Vapta Nishkam Atayasam. So, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, Bhukti means karmi. Those who are aspiring after being elevated to the higher planetary system, Sarvaloka, or higher status of life, that is called Bhukti. And Mukti, the jnani is nirbhed brahmanusandhan, just to become merged into the existence of the actual Brahma. That is, they are called jnani or mukti. Muktikami, bhuktikami, and siddhikami means the yogi. They are aspiring after so many material opulences. So, because they are demanding something, aspiring something for sense gratification, therefore that is cheating. That is not religion. Bhukti mukti siddhi kani sakali asant. Asanta, if you have got some intention to cheat others, then you will be restless. Asant. But if you are simple, plain, then there is no ashanti, there is shanti. But we are after shanti. We are not for ashanti. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been explained, jayatmasu prasidati, jino atmasu prasidati. What is that? Savaipumsang paro dharma jato bhakti adhokkhaji. Unless you come to the platform of bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of shanti. That is not possible. After all, everyone is hankering after shanti. So, if for achieving shanti, you follow some path which is full of asanti, how you can get shanti? Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prodhita kuritava. I am searching after shanti, but I am accepting, say, for karma. Karma, ordinary karma. A person is working hard day and night, going here and there, very shanti. But because he is a fool, therefore working very hard, when he gets some money, he thinks it is shanti. He thinks it is shanti. But it is not shanti, because to get that money, he has to undergo so much ashanti. But because they are passionate, the modern civilizations, they want shanti, and if somebody is chanting or is engaged in bhakti yoga, they do not like it. They say they are escaping. So, actual shanti, when you want shanti, as it is described in the previous verse, savaipumsang paro dharma yato bhakti adhokkhaji. You can execute any type of religious system, it does not matter. But if it is leading you to the ultimate goal of life, bhakti, that you are successful. Why? The next part says, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodhita. Bhakti Yoga, that Adhokhaja. In the previous verse it has been explained, Adhokhaja. And who is that Adhokhaja? Adhokhaja means that you cannot realize by your self-perception. It is called Adhokhaja. Now, we have got our senses. If it is beyond our senses, then we become disappointed. So we have got our senses, everything we realize by our senses. And the absolute truth has to be understood by some method which is beyond our senses. That means beyond our senses, the method or the system of religion beyond our senses means bhakti. Just to clear it, bhakti yoga is not sense activity. Bhakti yoga is transcendental activity, beyond senses, beyond the three gunas, three modes of material nature, that is expressed by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasiva. There also this very word has been used, bhakti yoga. Abhyavicharini bhakti yoga, not vyavichari. Vyavichari and avichari, there are different types of, according to the person. Abhyavicharini. Abhyavicharini means just to the point, as it is described by the authority, that's why Rupa Goswami, he describes the bhakti yoga. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma ranabhitam anukullena krishnana silanam bhakti yoga. So, this is abhyavicharini bhakti, without any adulteration. There are so-called bhakti yoga. They are not bhakti yoga. Someone is thinking that by executing bhakti yoga, I shall become merged into the body of the Supreme. There are many. Superficially, they appear to be bhakti yogi, but at heart they are nidhir brahmanasan. They clearly say also, Shankara's mat and Chaitanya's path. When you adopt the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that means chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but ultimately we accept the opinion of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya means nidhir brahmanusandhan, to become one with the Absolute. This is Shankar's philosophy. When we are liberated, there is no more distinction between the Absolute and myself. Both of us will become one. Merge. This is the Mayabad philosophy. But Chaitanya philosophy is different. Chaitanya philosophy is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikhastra, na ghanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajadadhisakam. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatar bhakti ravikuti tai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam na janam. Dhanam, riches. Janam means men, manpower. Na kavitam va jagadishakam. Kavitam, nice wife. So this means that it is not karma and jnana. The next line he says, mama janmani janmani. Jnani's process is to stop birth and merge into the existence of the Absolute. So, for jnani there is no question of janma. Finish this. Of course, the bhaktas, they also do not take. But again, taktadeham punarjanmane. But they get their birth in the spiritual world. But the jnanis, they finish that any kind of birth, either material or spiritual. That is different. So all these definitions, Shuddha Bhakti, Abhyavicharini Bhakti, Jnana Karma Anabhidham, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. As Rupa Goswami is following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprint. Therefore, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti of Abhyavicharini Bhakti is defined here. What is explained in the Bhagavad Gita Manchat Bhattacharini Bhakti Yogina Jat Sevate Sagunan Samatitta Etan Brahma Pujaya Karma. Anyone who is engaged in pure devotional service under the lotus feet of Vasudeva Krishna, he is already liberated. He doesn't require liberation. He is already liberated. How he can become liberated? He has not studied Vedanta. He has no sufficient knowledge. He sees that he is illiterate. He cannot read, write. What kind of liberation he has got? The question may be. But because such questions are raised by atheist class of men, they cannot understand that how a so-called illiterate man also elevates himself to his highest platform of knowledge. That is explained here. Janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha. Do not think that a devotee who is on the unadulterated platform of devotional service can remain without knowledge. He is full of knowledge. How he becomes full of knowledge? Yes. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Tisami Vanukam Vatham Aham Abhyanajan Tamam Nasyan Jnana Dhitina Vasata. So Krishna says to my devotees, Tisam Satatujuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvaka. Those who are engaged 24 hours in unadulterated devotional service to the law. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. I give them intelligence. How he can go back to home, back to God? Why this is the tesame manukam part? A special favor for this person who has 24 hours engaged in devotional service under the direction of bona fide spiritual mind. You cannot become a pure, perfect devotee unless you are directed by another pure, unadulterated devotee, even from Prabhupada. So, Rupa Goswami has mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adu Gudbhasram. You have to find out. You have to take shelter, not find out. You have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual mind. That is the beginning. Adu Gudbhasram, Sadharma Kritya. Then you'll have to inquire, sadhana, about pure devotional service, that is sadhana, sadhana pritya, sadhu marganu gavaram, sadhana pritya, to learn something about devotional service. But the devotional service should be executed by following Mahajana. Mahajana jena tatastha paddha. Therefore we are Rupanuga. We follow the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So, sadhu margana gavana. Nartanda Thakur says, sadhu shastra guru bhakka sinete koriya hoiko. You must learn from Guru, from Shastra, what is actually pure devotional service. That's why Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One should read thoroughly this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to understand the science of devotion, Sadhu Shastra. And this Shastra means it is enunciated by Sadhu, Rupa Goswami. You cannot read anyone's book with the approved Sadhu. You can read his book, then you will benefit. If you read Haripat, then you will understand. That was Sadhu. And Sadhu means he gives quotation from Shastra, authorized Sadhu. He's Sadhu. Sadhu will not give anything manufactured by him. No. He's not Sadhu. Sadhu means whatever he speaks, immediately he will give evidence from the Shastra. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. And Guru means who is following Sadhu and Shastra. The Guru who does not follow Sadhu and Shastra, who does not follow Rupa Goswami, does not follow Shastra's injunction. Shastra's injunction is that if one wants to become leader, if one is the spiritual leader or political leader or brahmana, he must give up four principles of sinful life. It is his sex life, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. He must give up. This is called sadhu margam gauram. If you don't follow these principles, then how you are following sadhu? If you are intoxicated, if you are fond of smoking, drinking, ganja, bidi, wine, if you change pan is also intoxicated, drinking tea, these are all intoxicated. So if you are addicted to this habit, how you can be sadhu? Sadhu margana gamana. So, if one therefore engages himself Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Vasudeva Bhagavati, then you have to follow the devotees of Vasudeva, Tadvijyanartham Guru Meva Vigacche. Guru, who requires a Guru? Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. One who is inquisitive to learn about the transcendental science, he requires a Guru. It is not a fashion that we keep a Guru, just like sometimes we keep a dog. Yes. Some pet dog, pet cat. So that is for my sense gratification. Guru, why keep a Guru up? Poor man Guru. And Guru wants some money from you. Guru Krishna says, my dear Guru, if I do not eat meat and fish, my health will fail. All right, I order you. Under my order you can do it. This kind of compromise is not there. That is not Guru. The Guru thinks that if I say, don't eat meat, then this has to require it. And there is no chance of getting money from me. That kind of compromise is not required. And nobody requires to have a Guru if he has got such attitude. Guru, accept Guru means you must surrender. Samipani Sutriyam, Brahmanishtam, Tadvijyanartham Sadhu Meva Abhidhachet, Sutriyam Brahmanishtam. One has to surrender. Tadvidhi Pranipatena, Bhagavad Gita says, that you learn from Guru by pranipat, surrender. this whole system is surrender. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga prayasite means, in order to enter into Bhakti Yoga, one has to, first of all, surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Hello, good master. Now, this is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga. What kind of guru? That is also explained in the sastra. Sabde cha pare cha nisnatam brahmani upasamastrayam. Guru must be sabde pare cha nisnatam. Sabde means sabda brahma, Vedic knowledge. He must be deep into the Vedic knowledge. Sabde pare cha. And in devotional service, sabde pare cha nisnatam brahmani upasamastrayam. And accepting the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, as the ultimate goal of life. Not he has got any other goal of life. These are the signs of Guru. So, to attempt Vasudeva Bhakti means perfection of life. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodhita. If we execute pure devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then jnana jayati asu bhuyat. This is the test of bhakti. Jayati asu bhuyat. A man is tested how much he has advanced in bhakti yoga by his detachment from material enjoyment. If one is attached to self-enjoyment, at the same time he holds himself as a great devotee, that cannot go. Just like, if you have eaten something, then there will be no hunger. A man is hungry so long he does not eat something. So, if you say, yes, I have eaten so much, and still I am feeling hungry, that cannot be. Actually, if you have eaten, then you must not feel hungry. Similarly, if you are actually tested, bhakti yoga, then there will be no more material attack. This is the test. Not that artificially keeping a big tilak on the forehead and thinking within always how to get money, how to get over. That kind of stuff. There is no more hunger for these material things, especially woman and money. That is the taste of it. Therefore, that pure bhakti yoga can be attained only by executing devotional service to Vasudeva. Otherwise, it is not possible. Vasudeva Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayasa janayati asu vairagya. Without vairagya, there is no question of liberation. Of course, a devotee is not hankering after liberation. Why he should hanker? As soon as he is a pure devotee of Vasudeva, he is already liberated. Already liberated. Mahachabhyamichari bhakti yogina jasivati sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya tattva. Brahma bhuyaya. At present moment, in our conditional state, we are jiva bhuta. And when we become actually situated in our spiritual platform, that is called Brahma. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Nasu Sri Natam. Everything is linked. So bhakti yoga means detachment and knowledge. Somebody thinks like that foolishly, that bhaktas are generally fools and duskens, and therefore they take two bhakti yoga. But actually that is not bhakti yoga. One who has taken to bhakti yoga, he cannot be cool and duskens. He must be very learned. Swayameva Surattam. How he becomes learned? That Swayameva Surattam. Everything becomes revealed. Krishna revealed. Nashayami Atma Satya Jnana Deepina Bhakta. If one is pure devotee, then Krishna from within, he will give knowledge. If Krishna, just like Krishna is giving knowledge to Arjuna, he is a Grihastha, he is a soldier, he is not even a Brahmin. But who can be greater man of knowledge than Arjuna? Because he is directly receiving from Krishna. And who can be greater teacher than Krishna? So Krishna says that if you are engaged 24 in devotional service, then Krishna says from within he will give all knowledge. Therefore, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojana. If you actually engage in the devotional service of Vasudeva, then Jnana and Vairagya automatically becomes revealed unto you. Thank you.
A compromising spiritual master like a dog, are these people considered to be more unfortunate than the people who have no desire for spiritual life because they are making just some artificial show?
According to Vishwapurusha, they are most unfortunate because they are keeping the show of spiritual master, but within they are very different criteria. So they are more unfortunate.
Because they are pretending?
Yes. Those who are not pretending, simple, ignorant, they are not unfortunate. But those who are pretending, they are most unfortunate.
Where is that sloka? What scripture is that from? It starts Brahma Bhuta?
It is Bhagavad Gita.